Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, very interesting that Cam Lunds and Stacy were just talking about keeping warm, because I want to talk about quilts today. Not quite time to pull those quilts out, but soon will be, and what can be warmer than a really nice quilt? So, do you own one? Do you use one? Do you have an antique quilt? All of those kinds of things that I want to visit about. And so why did I decide to do that? Well, it wasn't just timing. You know, I wasn't listening to Campbell's idea when I decided what to talk about today in terms of keeping warm. But a couple of reasons. I just read that the Does are going to have their annual quilt show coming up pretty soon. That's been a very popular event. And second, I pulled a quilt out of my storage for several reasons, but it is a special quilt. It is from the era when the Iowa Quilt Research Project was done. They were documenting quilts in Iowa made between 1800 and 1940. And I purchased this, I believe, at an auction. I did not make it. It's not my relation, but it is a very old quilt, obviously. And so much interesting information was available. On the quilt, when I purchased it, there's a little sewn-on tag that tells me the number of that quilt and that it is available, the information is available, from the Iowa Historical Society. So that's where all of the records are kept. So I sent them the number of my quilt and received back quite a lot of information. It included a picture of the person who made it, and they know that it was made between 1800 and 1940. The person who made it was born in New York in 1831 and passed away on Christmas Day in 1919 in Warren County, Iowa. So how did it come to be available for purchase? Well, that's a story that I would like to find out. But we do know that it was made by Lovisa, that's L-O-V-I-S-A, so maybe Lovisa, brand. And when people brought their quilts to be registered, of course, they gave as much information as they could. And it says that Lovisa, pieced a quilt top for each of her grandchildren. So I think that at the time when this was registered, it was probably owned by a grandchild. And it goes on to say that the quilt owner's mother and sister quilted the top in 1938. It probably was made, actually, between 1875 and 1900. So the quilt top was in storage somewhere until 1938 when it was put together and quilted. The quilt design is a 9-patch variation, and it is hand-pieced and hand-quilted. So that's information about the quilt and a little about the maker, but they also sent along her genealogy. It has her parents' names, her spouse's name, which was DeWitt Clanton Brand, and also the names of her children as they could determine it. And according to this, according to the records they could find, she had 9 children. And the last one of these children listed passed away in 1963. So now we're, you know, getting to be a history that's a little more recent, if you call 1963 recent, and I guess I do. So all of this, I think, says that quilts can tell us a lot about history. Why were quilts made? Well, originally, of course, they were made to keep people warm. And what was used? Well, any scraps that were available. So some of those early quilts had teeny tiny little pieces in them. And then as we move through history and more recently, and, you know, I'm not sure if this is still happening now, but there was an era not too long ago when people made quilt tops out of T-shirts maybe it was a t-shirt from sporting events, or maybe it was a musical event, or for some reason, and often they made them for their children, that they had this collection of t-shirts they no longer were wearing, but had special memories. I purchased one at one time that had 4-H t-shirts on it from various counties and from state fair and various events. So it's a way of preserving the t-shirts, but also being used. And I think that's a question, you know, if you own a quilt, is it one that you just want to save because it has special meaning, or do you use it and wrap up in it and put it on the bed or whatever? Is it a one that really is a part of your everyday life? Another thing that people made quilts out of were old jeans. Now, if you did that or you own one, you know they weigh a ton, because by the time you put all those jeans together, well, it gets pretty heavy. Also, perhaps you might have one made out of double knits. Again, depending on your era, you'll know that so many clothes are made out of double knits, and those quilts last forever. So, what were quilts made of? How were they made? And it mentioned here the pattern, which was a very simple one. The nine patch is a very simple one. But again, the names of the quilt patterns have long history behind them. One that just comes to mind is the Drunkard's Path. But there are so many interesting names and reasons behind those names. Also, in more recent history, we moved from making quilts out of fabric to moving to make them out of wood so they could be placed on barns and other places in other buildings, and also just maybe outdoors in a garden. Well, that's all a part of really important history also. So quilts have history in so many different ways. Do you know that Iowa has a quilt museum? If you have any questions, if you want more information, or you just enjoy quilts, well, you could go to the Iowa Quilt Museum, and it is now open. It's not very far away. It is in Winterset. They will take groups, as well as you could go just on your own. And they're open every day. I believe opening most days at 10 and on Sundays at noon. And, of course, they have a website, so you can check that out and contact them if you would like to do that for any reason. I think the people there could give you lots of information about quilts. I am not a quilter, but I really, really, really appreciate all the work that goes into them, all of the creativity and the time and effort to put all of those patterns together, and each person making their quilt, no matter if they're following a pattern, that becomes their own creative piece of work, because they've had to choose the colors and decide the backing and the filling and how it's going to be stitched. Remember when, if you're familiar at all with quilts, remember that there were church circles, and I'm not sure there are any remaining, or church groups where they got together to do the hand quilting. Not so many are hand quilted anymore, but businesses, of course, of doing the machine quilting with various patterns. So still lots of options. So how do you take care of, or how should you take care of, a quilt that is more or less an heirloom, something that you want to remain and a part of your family history and hopefully passed on to someone else who enjoy it? Well, there are lots of don'ts. Things that you normally would say, well, this is what I'm going to do with that quilt. You know, put it in a plastic bag, put it in a plastic tote, cover it with mothballs, fold it up and put it away, and put it in a cedar chest, and all those sorts of things. All of those are no-nos if you really want the quilt top to remain. So the easiest way, and I had not thought of this because I don't have the space, is a suggestion: if you have an extra bedroom, is just layer the quilts one after another, leave them flat on the bed, and every once in a while you could, you know, reverse the stack and have a new look if you have a lot of them. If you do not have that option, the best thing to do is fold them carefully. If it's really an heirloom, put acid-free tissue paper in the folds to prevent creases, and refold them probably at least once a year so that they don't, the threads don't get bent in the same way for a long time. Store them in a cotton bag. If you have an old cotton pillowcase, that might be the thing to use, or wrap them in an old cotton sheet, or of course, acid-free boxes. Do not put them in the attic or the basement or any place where a lot of moisture would accumulate and where temperatures fluctuate a lot. We're talking about something that needs a lot of care. If you're going to wash it, hand washing is best, but at the very least, put it in a machine that has a dental care cycle. So the question is this a quilt that you want to keep forever and pass on, which will take some extra care, or is it a quilt that you want to curl up in and use? And perhaps that becomes a part of your family history, too. I remember when, or those really great feelings. So quilts, lots more to talk about quilts. Maybe nothing you're interested in, but on the other hand, it's just a mystery of what quilts can tell you. So until next time, here's a thought. Quilts are like friends, a great source of comfort.